In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There are several beautiful points from today's Gospel that we can reflect upon. The first is our Lord calls us friends, and this is something truly to meditate upon, that in no other religion does God make himself the friends of those who are his followers. Only in Christianity do we see God making us his friends, God calling us not to a fearful relationship with him or a distant relationship for him or no relationship with him, but our Lord and God, the founder of the true faith, calls us to an intimate relationship with him, and he calls us friends. It's a very unique title which Jesus gives to us, extending to us that divine friendship, wanting us to be close to him, wanting us to be near to him, wanting us to share in his divine life. And of course, for that friendship to flourish, it must be nourished on our part by our drawing close to him, by our frequent uniting ourselves to him, and by our doing, carrying out his will. And of course, one of the things the saints did is that they, throughout the day, would make little prayers or speak to Jesus throughout the day and direct their thoughts, their hearts to him. It's very much like the image of a fireplace. As the fire, when the fire is lit, of course, it is full of heat, full of flame, but gradually the fire grows cold, and a log or another bundle of sticks must be thrown into the fire to keep it going and to keep it warm. It's the same thing with our hearts. Our hearts start out fervently in the day, loving Jesus, loving God, and but then gradually throughout the day we become distracted, we get cares and worries upon our mind, and we lose sight of Jesus. But if we just throughout that day throw those little sticks into the fire of our heart, they will be rekindled and renewed. With those little prayers like, Jesus, I love you, draw me close to you. Jesus, help me to be faithful to you. Keep me always at your side. And little prayers as this, which the saints practice. Secondly, our Lord gives us a command, and he stresses this point twice in the Gospel, to love one another, that we are called in this earth not only to be perfected in our love of God, but for our love of neighbor, and that this is our daily effort to draw in following Jesus. If we truly wish to be his followers, to be his friends, he's calling us also to love those whom God puts in our path each day, and to be perfected in that love for neighbor. May our Blessed Mother grant us this grace to truly reflect upon the divine friendship that Jesus extends to us, that he is truly our Lord and Savior, but he calls us also to share in an intimate relationship with him throughout our whole life, wanting us to be close to him, wanting us to be intimately united to him, and to help us to be faithful to him in truly being a faithful friend, and that we may be perfected in the love of neighbor, and that she may grant us that grace to imitate her heart as Our Lady, that we may be perfected in that perfect love of her Immaculate Heart, which rejected no one, even the greatest sinner. May she give us that grace to imitate her heart in loving those whom we come in contact with each day for love of her Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.